today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Let me say it again. You putting on makeup and you're 8 and walking around in my heels, and we're taking video of that when you need to stay in your place. You're going to grow up big time, but wait on it. Don't wiggle with it. Wait on it. I said, don't wiggle with it. Wait on it. You're wiggling with it when you need to wait on it.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Dedication and Discipline. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11 through 13.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 and 13 should be on the screen as we continue a series, Order My Steps in Your Word. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. For those who have been trained by it. Verse 12, therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather what? Healed. So even if there's a spavin situation, lameness or weakness, an enfeebling, God says in His Word that there can be such a discipline, a dedication, that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Out of Proverbs 13 and 24, in the NIV it reads, he who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to what? Discipline him. So a lot of people are not used to instruction, but you don't love them when you let them do whatever they want. I just don't want any trouble. No, love says, I got a rod and I need to tighten you up. We must discipline our children. So if you spare the rod, the scripture says in the NIV, you hate your son. You don't love him. You hate him. Because they will end up dealing with a person like Wayne Ivey. I don't know if y'all heard him this week. He was on TV, man, just going off. And we playing with it. He's serious. I don't want Wayne to deal with you when Merton can. So deal with the M so you don't have to deal with the W. Proverbs 12, verse 1, one more verse. Whoever loves discipline, loves knowledge. But he who hates correction, I want y'all to say it is what? I mean, people don't, they think I'm bad. Solomon is worse. You got to say the word. If you hate correction, is what? Stupid. That's what the scripture says. People think God, man, is real kind. God is straight up. If you hate discipline or correction, scripture says it's stupid. So everybody's getting their feelings hurt. Can't you messing with me? You hurt my feelings. You disrespect me. The Bible says if I don't correct you, it's stupid. So we got to correct. I'm preaching, order my steps in your word. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing. This may be the climax of this message. Order my steps in your word. Subject today, the watchman. those who watch out for families, those who should have a vision for our community, the seed carriers that have sons. The son must be more important than you. If you don't correct him, he will fail. If he's fatherless, he will stagger in life. So I'm talking to the watchman and asking you to allow God to order your steps. Here's the message today: dedication and discipline. Dedication and discipline. Father, as we order our steps and as in the background we hear the sound, I pray that your word would resonate in our hearts on this wonderful Father's Day. Give me the ear of the learned, that I might speak to men, the jewel, the seed carrier, that we're more than just feelings. We watch over the terrain. Help us, Lord, to guide our families to destiny and to safety. I pray that you will raise up men from around the world to be better. Let us grow taller, not in height, but in stature. And Father, broaden our perspectives. Help us to watch our time, to synchronize our watches to your divine will. Help us to love our wives and our families even the more. As we give you praise, in Jesus' name, amen. From around the world, from Canada to Jamaica, I welcome you into Truth Revealed airspace. I'm fascinated with the scripture and the word of God, and I pray that as I read the backdrop of the scripture, I could basically preach right from the word and we can get out of here. But I want you to look at several words, the word discipline, and I want you to look at the word dedication. Scripture says in Hebrews 12, 11 and 13, no discipline seems pleasant. To get up in the morning and go and work out, or to develop a routine of study, or to see a whole box of cookies and only eat one. To take a big family pack of popcorn and only take enough to fit a bowl, and when you're done, put it aside. Or to be able to preach and pour for 3 hours, but you condense it to one. The discipline to come to church when you're not on duty. Some people only show up when they're on duty, but we need to show up when we're not on duty and sit in the sanctuary to get the word. The discipline to stick with the course, to stick with practice when you're not getting paid to do it. I got singers up in here that's been singing all through the pandemic, and they never received a check. They just committed to worship. They do what they do as unto the Lord. The discipline that when James Cook passed away last October, the security ministry was out in the street there near Macedonia Baptist Church on Lipscomb, directing traffic. People thought the CAPE, Kennedy Space Center security detail, was out there. They were asking, do you all hire? Can I get a job? The professionalism of our security detail out there, the discipline, attracted attention. Amen. The big wigs at NASA was there at this man's funeral, and they were watching our ministry. Nobody did anything for show. James Cook was the kind of man that attracted that kind of heart and that kind of order, because he was a man of discipline. Amen. He went to work every day. Some people think sex is a tie to discipline. No, it's not. It's the opposite of discipline, when you can't control yourself. It is the ones who contain their jewels that exercises discipline. It is the woman who says no that exercises discipline, not the one that says yes anytime. And I'm preaching to a group of people here that I believe are exercising discipline and dedication. And the Bible says discipline seems pleasant, seems unpleasant. No discipline seems pleasant at the present time, but even painful. Anybody work out up in here? Anybody ever work out on their abdomen? We work out on our arms, but we work out on our stomach. If you work out on your abdomen, guess what? The next day it's going to be what? It's going to be sore. So we need some work there, right? Discipline is tied to pain. God wants you to be used to some pains. Some pain is good pain. And when we work out in any specter or sphere, we should experience some pain with it. But the Bible says later on, if you continue with it, it produces a harvest of right wiseness. Discipline produces right wiseness. Without discipline, we seem to seep into the cracks. Those who have been trained by discipline will produce righteousness. So we're trying to get our kids to be right, but they have no disciplines. We've tried to get our sons to do what's right, but we don't correct them. No teenager should come in at 2 and 3 in the morning. No teenager should tell their parents when they're going to bed. I think sometimes the whole house needs to shut down. TVs and devices. Where's the daddy? Where's the daddy that walks in the house and says, you know what, we're up too late. I noticed the way you speak to your mama, it's not right. So I tell you what, we got to lock some stuff down. You're way too flamboyant up in here. I noticed that you like to eat your food in the room and you don't even want to come and eat with us. What's going on with you? Well, I noticed you like to put on makeup and you're only 9. Let me say it again. You're putting on makeup and you're 8 and walking around in my heels. And we're taking video of that. When you need to stay in your place. You're going to grow up big time. But wait on it. Don't wiggle with it. Wait on it. I said, don't wiggle with it. Wait on it. You're wiggling with it when you need to wait on it. Man, Solomon is awesome. Chapter 13, he says, he who spares the rod, we spoil the child. But he said he hates his son. When you're silent and you won't correct things, it's a form of hatred. You've got to step up when there's an issue. But he who loves his children is careful to discipline them. And it's good to bend the plant when it's young. 21, 24, 25-year-olds are not going to bend easy. You got to do it when they're young. So I'm training my son of my old age to tune into my voice. And that is, I'm the authority in the house, not you. Let me say it again. He's only 10 months, but I'm the authority in the house. I don't have to beat him. It's just tone. It's tone. He can tell an authority is in the house. He can tell. He'll come in and mama will bring him to me and I'll kiss him. And then he'll go and hug her. But he look back at me. Then he'll hug her again and look back at me. And she'll put him in the bed and he'll sit over there and look at me. She said, he's looking at you. And I still have my back turned. Next thing you know, he's done crawled over to me softly and put his hand on my shoulder and he'll stand up. Then he'll touch my beard. but not slap it. He's touching it gently. That's right. Feel it, son. He can recognize that he need to show some honor. He's doing it already. And I'm bringing it to you all so you can hear me. If you present, there's some things that will happen. I don't run them around. Joshua, like they do. Joshua. I don't do that. Oh, no. I'm a man. I'm a father. I deal with it differently. I ain't trying to do what y'all do. I'm kind to him like everybody is. Eventually, I'm going to give him a lotion bath. And I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to put lotion in his skin after he takes a bath. And I'm going to talk to him when I believe the timing is right. And he's going to bond with me when I apply some pressure. I'm trying to show y'all how to shape stuff. I don't try to act like them. I talk to him straight just like he can understand me. How are you doing this morning? They be like, hey, Joshua, 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 Joshua. Come on, I talk to him like he's a grown man. How you doing, son? Good morning. Good morning. Now we got this little thing. I go, zew, boof, and he just starts laughing. And then he's doing it to me. Zew, woo. He's doing it. I'm telling you. They will mimic you. Even at 10 months. Megan just sitting there like just blinking. It's different when you got your own, right? It's different when you watch how it moves, how the baby moves, your feelings, your emotions, things that we say. You understand now? Do you understand now? There's nothing like a mother being in the home. I dealt with that on Mother's Day, but there's nothing like a father. Amen. And when you're not a good daddy, it affects children, man. And when you are a good daddy, long after you're gone, they'll remember you. I like the 12th chapter, verse 1. Whoever loves discipline, I love discipline, loves knowledge. So the accumulation of knowledge is also tied to discipline. And if anybody has a degree in any shape or form up in here, you already have exercised the disciplines that you need intellectually and emotionally to get certain things done physically. If you went to college and you got a degree, that's an AA or bachelor's or master's, you exercised a certain amount of discipline to get that done. So why are we fainting when it comes to faith and to family? If you love education, you got to also love discipline. And you should be able to mail with a growing church really easy. With a pastor that's trying to grow too. I love discipline and I love knowledge. They mail together. And I want you to embrace the same. Do not become educated and then turn stupid or foolish. And I'm right here in the scripture because I want y'all to know I'm not calling nobody stupid. It say right here, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he or she who hates correction is stupid. So you decide on how you want to relate to God. The ones who love knowledge and discipline are used to correction. Any major basketball team, I heard Magic Johnson, he was asked, how do you describe a superstar? Stephen A. Smith said, how do you describe a superstar? He said, anybody that can pack out a stadium or people want to go, they want to get off work and want to go to see them or get out of their bed to go and see them is superstar. Stephen A. said, you're not even talking about stats. No, Stats have to be there. Nobody comes to a dud. But if we want to get out of our bed to go and see somebody or hear somebody or watch them play that superstar, and I believe we have superstars right in our homes, mothers and fathers, who the family gets up or want to come home, family gets up every morning and greets each other, and we rally to go to work and to come to church when we could be hanging out to listen to an older man like myself, sometimes rebuking and correction. Thank you, Pastor Green. I don't like it. You know when I get frustrated. I really love you all. I've always loved you. Sometimes I get upset with you, but it didn't change the love. Because I've been teaching for 30 years, and we should know better. And I want you to do better. I promise you I will. Order My Steps is a series that starts a few weeks ago. In the context of the word establishment refers to being firmly rooted and secure and unwavering in your faith and understanding. And as we climax this meeting, I need to deal with disciplines and dedication. It's about building a strong foundation on the principles of the Bible, allowing it to shape your beliefs and your behaviors, your actions. It should shape your beliefs and your behaviors and your actions, and resisting the temptation to sway by worldly influences, by fleshly desires. Order My Steps is there to counteract the desire to sway. And I believe God wants to touch you so you don't sway when you're alone. The Bible speaks extensively on dedication. I got another follow-up at 11 o'clock with this message, so please tune in if you can. The Bible speaks extensively on dedication. It also speaks on commitment. Dedication and commitment is laced throughout the entire book we call Scripture or the Bible. Dedication and commitment and devotion. Dedication, which is commitment and devotion. It also speaks extensively about discipline, which is mastery of oneself or self-governance. Before there was a federal government, there was self-governance. That means you're able to take your hand and say, not now. And your feet and say, I'm not going to walk there. Your mind and say, I'm not going to think that. Your association say, I'm not going to get involved with that. Because I master self. And some of us get very disappointed when somebody does something we don't like. But did you ever check yourself like a hockey player? When you're wrong, do you run yourself up against a wall? Do you ever handle yourself like that? Pull your chin up and shift and put yourself against a wall like a hockey player. Or you mile with yourself, but no one else can say a thing about you or about stuff you don't like because you're going to challenge it. A lot of people are that way. Very strong when it comes to others and weak and compromising when it comes to self. You have to say to self, self, get yourself in order. And discipline requires a mastery of self. Master order my steps in your word. When you order your steps in the word and you master yourself, you actually highlight, put it down. I believe you highlight your interconnections, your interconnectedness, I would say. You highlight your interconnections with the Word of God. If you have a master self, you're highlighting by your actions how connected you are with his word. And I believe we should be interconnected with the word of God. That's what renewance of the mind is an interconnection of the word of God, so much that the mind is not the same as it was when we were in the world. We think differently and then we act differently. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 emphasizes the discipline through unpleasant means, because it's painful when you discipline yourself. Proverbs 12 and 1, as well as I read to you, what the scriptures talks about discipline and sparing the rod and hating children or sons. That passivity is not good. It actually looks to God. From God's perspective, passivity when it comes to correction is hatred. It is not love. I know that's tough to realize, but there are times when we should show the tenderness, but there are times when we need to pick it up and structure.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Dedication and Discipline, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Home ownership made simple. Join Financial IQ for steps to purchasing a home on Saturday, June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the TR Fellowship Hall. This event is open to the public. Registration is required because seating is limited. Register now on the TR app, the website, or scan the QR code and take your first step toward owning a home.
Registration is now open for VBS 2025 HIP Hop Hope 2.0, taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 25th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app. For more information, email vbs@truthreveal.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. Join us every second and fourth Friday at 6:30 p.m. at TR North Campus for a time of united prayer. Email trnorth@truthreveal.org for details. The more time you invest in a marriage, the more valuable it becomes. Join the next Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, June 21st at 7 p.m. at TR Main. Come early for refreshments and fellowship. Child care is provided.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.